wish you all a happy new year for those I haven't seen so far. Can I have any apologies?
There are no apologies, can you?
And the order of business?
A couple of things to report. First off, the item 9, the paper on the follow paper which was circulated on Friday, Gorebridge North and Bilston Primary Schools. It's now a report by the Head of Property and Facilities Management. Because of the late circulation of the report, the convener has confirmed that he's willing to take this as urgent business in view of the Council's interest in the matter. Also, on the second page of the agenda, item 10, apologies, but there is a wee error there in that it is an item of education interest, so it would be a private item, education interest.
Thanks, members. Happy to accept these points. Takes us to item 3, any declarations of interest? Okay, thank you. Which then moves us on to the minutes at item 4. Item 4A is the minute of the special meeting, 18th November. Happy to approve. Meeting, the normal meeting on the 18th of November and the special meeting on the 16th of December. Happy to note. Thank you. Item 5, the minutes of the meeting of the Education Appointment Committee of 18th of December. Happy to approve these. Thank you. Which then takes us on to item 6, which is the inspection of Cornbanks at James Primary School and nursery class.
Thank you. This report outlines the outcome of the inspection of Cornbanks St James's School and the nursery class. The background is as outlined in section 2. We were asked in these reports to put in the pupil census, just that people understand, you know, occupancy rates and things. So the pupil census, it's got a roll of 237 and the capacity is for 330 pupils. Currently the nursery is 2020 and a new extension will open at the end of January and there'll be a 30-20 placement, but that's really due to demand, so it can go up to a 30-30 nursery. So following the inspection of the school, the inspectors outlined that the improvements in performance were good, children's experiences were good, meeting learning needs were good, and in nursery class similarly it was good. The inspectors also evaluated the following aspects of work in the school and nursery class. The curriculum was good and improvements through self-evaluation were satisfactory. The inspection team found well-behaved and motivated children, a commitment to staff to continue to improve their practice, children's learning experience in the community and parents' contribution. But the following improvements were agreed with the Education, Communities and Economy Department. The school should continue to develop the curriculum and ensure that it improves the quality of children's learning. The school should use its tracking and monitoring approaches more effectively, and the school, including the nursery class, should develop further its approaches to self-evaluation. However, in noting this, the inspection team indicated that they were satisfied with the overall quality of provision and are confident that school self-evaluation improvements are leading improvements, and as a result, will make no further visits in connection with this. So moving to the recommendations, the Cabinet is asked to note the content of the inspection report, pass this report to performance review and scrutiny, congratulate the pupils and parents and staff connected with the school on the key strengths highlighted in the report, and also note that whilst acknowledging the progress reflected in the report, we'll continue to challenge, support and monitor the service in relation to achieving excellence through further improving performance.
Thank you. Yes, Mary, but I'm very pleased to see this report. It shows that the school's been, the inspection report, the school's been doing very well and very pleased to see it. And as you said in part three, they will be making no further visits to this. It's encouraging to see, and especially when we're moving the recommendations, especially recommendation three, to congratulate the cabinets, congratulations to the parents and pupils and staff. That's fine. Thank you.
With that, we're happy to agree the report. Thank you. That takes us then to item 7, which was the first statutory biodiversity report and response from the performance review scrutiny. Kenneth?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just very briefly, I mean, this is a report that the Cabinet considered on the 18th of November, and you approved the minutes of that meeting just a few minutes ago, and it was referred on to the Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee on the 25th of November. And that committee expressed concern that no officer resource dedicated to biodiversity, that there was no officer resource dedicated to biodiversity, and accordingly agreed to recommend to the Cabinet that reviewed the staffing resources available to support this issue. And the committee also agreed to invite the Cabinet portfolio holder, as Councillor Bryant, to discuss the matter with them at their next meeting, which is on the 20th of January. And I understand that arrangements for that have been put in place. So, as a Cabinet, you're asked to consider the recommendations of the Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee and note that Councillor Bryant will be attending their meeting next week.
Thank you, Kenneth. It's a hypocrisy of the Labour Party yet again, who removed the officer who was a biodiversity officer when they were in power and then now expect us to reappoint one. I don't want that decision to be made today. I'll be discussing it with Ian Johnson later on, and I'll, as it says in paragraph 4B, I will then be reporting on the biodiversity matters for the Council.
Are we actually saying that the Labour Group are asking for a post to be reinstated that they'd removed, having expressed concerns that they removed it?
That's my understanding.
That's quite a bit, I don't think I've ever heard of something quite so extraordinary. No, I think I would tend to agree with you, Councillor Bryant. I think that's something that we certainly can look at, and I'm sure the discussions you have with Mr Johnson will be very useful, but obviously we do need to take that into account. Could anyone tell me when the post actually became vacant?
Chair, the post became vacant in October 2011. And subsequently, it was a half-funded post at that time, and in order to meet further savings targets around that time, the post was deleted.
So not only was it a post that was deleted in 2011, it was only half a post at that point. Well, yes, I think I certainly agree, no action on at that point for the purposes of today, but I'm sure Councillor Bryant will enjoy your visit to the Performance Review Scrutiny Committee next week. If we've got any other questions or comments, if not, can we agree to note the report on that basis? Thank you. That then takes us to the Housing Strategy, Midlothian Strategic Housing Investment Plan 2015-16 to 2019-20. Kevin.
Thank you, Chair. This report outlines the key points set out in the Strategic Housing Investment Plan, otherwise known as the SHIP, for the period of 2015 through to 2020. It's attached to members' papers as an appendix. The Scottish Government requires that all local authorities prepare a SHIP every 2 years. This is informed by the local housing strategy, and in this year's version, it's also taken account of the recent CESS planning process for South East Scotland with our planning partners and our neighbouring authorities. In section 2.2, it's detailed the significant achievements since the house building programme in Midlothian from 2006. But despite this investment, the SHIP itself identifies that there's a continued requirement to increase the supply of affordable housing in all areas of Midlothian. And at 2.4, the report indicates the identified tenures that are being proposed through the supply period to 2020 of 672 units, and the breakdown of tenures is in 2.4. The prioritised sites are added as an appendix to the papers. These are subject to change and may be dependent on planning approval. Subsidy arrangements in the past year are detailed in 2.5 in relation to the additional subsidy from Scottish Government, which was applied on a per unit basis from July 2013 to support affordable housing provision, and is detailed in the table at table 1 on at page 2 of this report. And I would recommend to Cabinet, in terms of the recommendations in section 4, to note the report and agree for the submission of the SHIP to the Scottish Government. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, I think, first of all, if I could commend you and your team for the pulling together this report. Clearly, a lot of detail in here, and actually is presented in a way that makes it very clear for us as members to get a grasp on the issues at hand. From my point of view, I think, yes, that I would be proposing we do. We agree to submit this as our proposal. I think it gives us a clear indication of the direction of travel. The fact that we've already clearly made progress in tackling the shortfalls in the council house and stock, but obviously for a number of years now, that has been addressed and obviously continue to do so. I think with that, if I could ask Cabinet's approval to agree to submit this as our submission for grant funding. Thank you. That concludes the public part of today's agenda.